It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We continue our study now in the book of John, chapter 17. Now, we've been looking at in John chapter 17, the Lord's Prayer. And I remind you that in Matthew chapter 6, we have the model prayer. This is the prayer that Jesus was teaching his disciples how to approach God the Father in prayer. Well, now we're actually looking at the Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17. He's praying for the people whom God the Father had given him. In other words, those people who got saved because they believed on Jesus Christ, because they believed in God the Father. They trusted God the Father who had sent Jesus to die for them on the cross. Of course, he wasn't crucified at this time, but they believed, and they believed that Jesus was the Savior and that one day they would have eternal life. They didn't understand everything about what Jesus was offering them and what he had offered and what he said would take place if they trusted him as Savior. And we don't know everything either. We don't know exactly what lies ahead for us in this life and in eternity. We have only a glimpse of how good it's going to be when we go to be with Jesus Christ in heaven. Now, I've been mentioned before, and I've mentioned eternity. Actually, we're in eternity right now. Eternity is really never had a beginning. It's not going to have an end. We are actually in eternity right now. This is what God has ordained, and we should be here right now on this earth. And he's actually ordained that every person who is born into this world, they need to be serving him. They need to be serving God and doing what he would have them to do. It's sad that all of us don't do everything that we're supposed to do according to what God has for us. But as a saved person and as saved people, we need to be listening to him and serving him and doing what he wants us to do. As an unsaved person, that person cannot please God in the sense that they cannot do things that is pleasing to God and for God. They can't glorify God with the exception of trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's how they glorify God. That's how any of us glorify God. When we get saved, we glorify the Father by trusting his Son, Jesus Christ. And then after we're saved, then we can bring more honor and glory to the Lord by serving him and doing what he wants us to do. Well, in John chapter 17, this is the Lord's Prayer, and he's praying for the people who have gotten saved back when he was walking this earth. And we're going to see something else in just a moment about people who, after he left this earth, he's actually praying for those people as well. Well, in verse 14, he says to the Heavenly Father, he says, "I have given them thy word." Of course, we have the word of God. I'm reading from it right now. "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." And don't think it's strange now. You as a saved person, you will be going through difficult times. Don't think that's strange because Jesus said it was going to happen. In verse 15, Jesus said this. He says, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world," who's them, people who got saved, "but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." Keep them, Lord, protect them from the evil that comes into their lives, from the evil one or the evil person or the devil, even the devil. Keep them, protect them from the devil. We might even go that far, that God protects us from the devil. Even Job, we go back and read the book of Job, how that the devil came into Job's life and he wanted to sift him. In other words, he wanted to try him and see if he couldn't cause him to turn his back on God. Well, God said, "Devil, you can go so far, but you can't take his life." Now, I do not believe that the devil can take a saved person's life. He can sometimes cause them to be miserable, especially when they get out of the will of God. But God will let the devil go so far, and he keeps us from the evil. He keeps us from being harmed in so many ways. That is, the Lord does this. Verse 16, he says, "They are not of the world." That's saved people. They're saved people are not of the world. They're in the world. The Bible teaches us we're in the world, but we're not of the world. He says, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." We're not of the things of this world. We're only passing through. We're taught this in the Word of God. We're strangers. We're pilgrims. This world's not our home. One of these days we're going to have a home. And that we have a home there now. It's prepared for us, being prepared for us. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So Jesus is preparing a place for us right now. And once our place is ready, we'll go to be with him. And notice, he says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. We're to go into the world, and we are to tell other people about Jesus. Well, let's back up just a minute. I believe I skipped a verse or two here. Verse 16 says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We're passing through. And then verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Set people apart. It goes along once again with protection. Protect them. Set them apart, Lord. Make them we're different. And people are going to look at us differently. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. That's how we're set apart. That's how we grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in his word, because we keep reading. It says, thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And that's the reason I say it's so important for you to have the Bible. And I believe the Bible, the Word of God, is the King James Bible. It does not contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. And so therefore, we need to stay in the book. It says again in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now, verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Jesus, I keep saying this, that Jesus came to glorify the Father. Now, as he came to glorify the Father, that means he was in the world and he was doing a certain thing for the Father. Well, we're still in the world, and we are to do things for the Father. And as we do these things, we are bringing honor and glory to him. He says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. He says, go into the world and preach and teach the gospel. He says that we are to, according to the book of Matthew and so forth, and every place that he mentions this, that we are to go forth bearing precious seed. The precious seed is the word of God. It's to tell people how to be saved. And then after a person is saved, it tells them how to live and how to have, right relationship with the Lord constantly. We need to stay in that right relationship. And one way we do that is stay in his book, stay in his word. He says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. In other words, to go preach the gospel. Now, you say, well, that's the preacher's job. Well, you're a preacher if you're saved. You're to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Verse 19, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself. I'm setting myself apart, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. He's submitting himself, in other words. He's submitting himself just as he always did while he walked this earth. He was submitting himself actually to God the Father. He says, and for thy sakes, I sanctify myself. I'm different. He says, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Different, made different, set apart for the Lord's use. Now, notice in verse 20, neither pray I for these alone. Well, who's he praying for? He's praying for the people who had trusted him while he's walking this earth. But notice what he says. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Jesus Christ prayed for you, and he prayed for me, that saved people. He prayed for us even before he was crucified. He prayed for us. He says, neither pray I for these alone, those people who got saved while he was here, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Now, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ through his word, through their word, the people that God chose to pin down the words that he would give them. Well, who is that? It's the prophets of old. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul the Apostle. It's all of those whom God used to pen down His word. His word, it says, for all of those which shall believe on me through their word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we get saved, Jesus Christ has already prayed for us. He says, neither pray I for these alone, the people He was speaking about here as He was getting ready to leave, the people who were there with Him, and all those who had believed on Him. He says, but I'm praying for them also, for those people also, which shall believe on me through their word. You get saved by believing, by looking into the word of God. The word of God speaks to the heart, and the word of God is quick and powerful, and it's sharp, and it lets us know that we're a sinner, and we need a Savior. We can't save ourselves, and that without Jesus Christ, we're going to a devil's hell. With Jesus Christ, we're going to live forever with Him in glory. Now, what is better, hell or heaven? Now, that seems pretty silly to even ask a question like that, but there's people who refuse heaven for hell. And that does not make a bit of sense to me, why someone would choose hell over heaven. You choose heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But notice, Jesus prayed for us. He prayed for me. He prayed for you if you've trusted Him as Savior. Verse 21, He says, I'm praying for them that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us. We are one in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're together. He says, I'm praying this, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. Everything that Jesus did, He did for a purpose. And He said that He wanted people to know that He came from the Father, that He was doing what the Father wanted Him to do. In verse 22, well, you think about this, in verse 21, it said, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. He's giving authority to people who trust Him as Savior. Just as God the Father had sent Him to the earth, He sends us into the world to do what He wants us to do, and that is to tell people about Him. Just as God the Father sent Him, He has sent us to do a work in this world. It's by His power that we're able to do the things He wants us to do. Verse 22 says, and the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. When we serve Jesus Christ, we're bringing honor and glory to Him. We're bringing honor and glory to the Heavenly Father. We're bringing honor and glory to the One who gave His life for us on the cross of Calvary. He died, He was buried, and He rose on that third day. And every time we mention that, and every time we tell someone that Jesus is alive, that He wants to save, every time we do that, we're bringing honor and glory to Jesus Christ. And the moment that person that we witness to gets saved, that brings honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. That person who gets saved, they're the glory of God because they have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you're saved, if you know Him as your Savior, you need to get busy for Him. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Tell them that Jesus loves them and that He wants to be their Savior. He wants to see them in heaven so that there'll be rejoicing forevermore in heaven because they trusted Him as Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.